Gilg tú, gilg dé, as gilg ferach.
Hello, smile I'm sure you all the rich gaslash or Clanagale. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to bring you the programme which is called Clanagale, in which you'll hear a thread in the English language, a Snaelius a Gilg, and another thread in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Ellen Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Durish. William Kinnish's sister Catherine, known as Kate or Kitty, had brought the Baban na Melia home, and her young man, who we know as a historical fact was Ewan Looney of Ballygillia, was the champion reaper of that year's Melia. These two were to lead the dancing at the harvest home to the music of the fiddler, who was in fact very fond of the ale, we're told. Ach sha, grai era joch, she joch rai te enema skiline, a short in theirs jay skiel was scrutsever like Ben as Brisbane, on Queensland in Australia, Margaret Dakin. Na chedden as rischielen lorish americani, chaginim core ber blast de chira shen norther. Well, last time we had a tune collected in the island associated with the lyrics All the Four Part of the Night. Here's a version of a song containing those lyrics, Scottish guitarist and singer Bert Janch with the song Black Waterside. Tashu geishach rish radio vanning, stashu the nashun, skelyena was dulish, Ellen Vanning.
Morning fair, I took the air down by Blackwater side. 'Twas in gazing off all around me, the Irish lad I spied. The far part of the night we lay in sport and a play, till this young man arose and the gathered his clothes, saying farewell to not the promise that you gave to me when first you lay on my breast. You could make me believe with your lying tongue that the sun home to your father's garden. Go home and weep your fill, and think on your own misfortune that you've brought with your wants and the will.
Black Waterside by Bert Jansch, whose version was taken up by Jimmy Page and appeared on a Led Zeppelin album as Black Mountainside. Well, the parish fiddler's got himself all set up now next to the supply of Mulray's ale that he's determined to take advantage of that night. Each maid took off her bonnet and her cap to join the dance with her intended swain. The champion was the first to lead his lass, who was ere hawthorn bloomed, to be his bride. And as we know, Kitty Kinnish married Ewan Looney in November of 1809, so this is just a month or two before it at this harvest home. So Ewan and Kitty dance away now, up and then down the well-shorn plat of grass that did the stackyard and the barn divide, to meet the second pair, the reel to form, four-handed, with an unaffected grace. And with a good old maxim to conform, they joined their hands and then whirled round a pace, towards the left hand, then towards the right. Then, all at once, they'd quit each other's hand and cross alternately, most blithe and light. Tren a raum iach menin veg, henke daud a raum awari, na buich. Fa mi go tatnis muad je skilian mechion bened snachti is a chalian eilen savinach ege tre shen, ma so fudi da ren shen cor orum tigalus. Smai ve, lotrish mawari. Smai leven chut smoother idin, goldstiachs jana. As we come a leshen ons buen hi segera, bol ve jinnu asan o shan chlig, ve carach ar idyn as ve geisiach rysna ratchen ar a radio ega. Chymai li fe Bert Newton, as grain yn sgolten, as fi riw co rawdaw gyn my hynia fe tiolit, er no da jinnach a len sgolben y figlen em. Ons ima di achten se mwari chajin fi, jinnu tai chi as pasidus. This is a traditional song from Brittany about three sailors, Trois Martelots, performed in a more modern setting by Nolwenn Leroy.
Tra la 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 la, Trois Martelots, dit au wonk, vont-ils d'un voyage?
Nolwenn Leroy, who's a classically trained violinist and opera singer, but whose repertoire also includes traditional songs from her native Brittany, such as Trois Martelots, that we heard there. Vi Klein Ergen Biel, as vi Ginu Curlied and Quech, Lesh Cochle and Sorsh de Edach, as Lesh Strengen Krochenus. Ach, ma vi Giri Kora Sharn mi, de Chrel na Rawi na Bitch, Jisaki Ven and Gedden Rerische Chet Duek. She big in a jowl van ketchen. As oddach shilja fargach vai sulien glada a chet jowlach shen, kor stapdol tajamort. Mar any riu shul harish a red va mi gol, yinens kumbel crashed me veir ish queg minuten, as kor eib gin shul ar skolt to be so fame at fine lay, de chosha droch ayer be. Anche be, chouds van a blinten gul sha, hank me da vi kleach de trish gul la shilja emwari lug skol. As inch ti ulyun na borachanem. Harem mi riu liga macht rau fisse mer a foliach rex, as chadud ish veg nader. There's evidently now room for them all to be dancing at once, because William Kinnish continues. While the impatient swains their turns demand, for well they knew the fiddler soon would fail in holding out, that each might have a turn, while he kept still replenishing with ale the old brown jug in size next to the churn. And so it proved, for ere the second reel had led unto the courage-testing jig, the barns and stack began round him to wheel, and down he fell, and off came hat and wig. When disappointed thus, each loving pair betook themselves unto their seats once more, and for sweet vocal harmony prepare, to drown the prostrate drunken fiddler's snore. The champion, of course, the first to sing, struck up a lively and loving ditty, making the rafters of the old barn ring, as thus he turned his rural lay to Kitty. The last time we heard Shebale na Cossady singing her Uncle Patrick Cassady setting of Páraig Pearson's poem Misha Era, and that was a commission for RTE. Many years ago, Sean O'Riordan arranged music for an RTE programme which was called Misha Era, and for the main theme he used the traditional tune Roisin Dhu. Here it is, played by the RTE Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Rosindu, arranged by Sean O'Reada for a famous RTE programme called Misha Era. Stashun and Ashun to Radio Vanning. Clare Gael and Clare Shawcart Nish, as she emist and tatnis ea hebel, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
The lyrics that William Kinnish supplies for Ewan Looney to sing to Kitty Kinnish come under the title Kitty of the Green. As down towards Cornet's flowing brook, one morn I took my route, to angle with my line and hook and catch the spotted trout. I met by chance upon my way, so gentle and serene, a perfect beauty, need I say, 'twas Kitty of the Green. I stood a while in reverie, ere I could her address, for something strange came over me, which I could not express, when I beheld her auburn hair, in ringlet tresses, flow adown her well-formed shoulders fair, and cheeks of ruddy glow. But when her eyes of hazel shade, sparkling beneath her brow, their first impression on me made, I felt I know not how. Suffice to say, if I had been great Ballacreggan's heir, my charming Kitty of the Green would be the matron there. And in fact, after Ballagillia, Kitty and Ewan went to be tenants on Ballacreggan. Ach tref am ye vei sysgolwyd rish cofald of Leinton, for dolia dem, as fame perta obvious the charache, Mas os money me the gin in them rea chush lorish briach chi the girach. Wari, velus the vuch, as mish. The duchusach, as ish, famis money under our fissed. Vel fissed an acht the inu pishigan as jach avi. Shen croch a chush as ish, ne jach rai tau fame. Instamachion a chush, Amy. Well, as mish, the fissed the jig imiach for moil ne blina, mi hauna, as chanel pecher be a chochwyr arm fos. Bofail iam dy mŵr gol merish stivo. Da hen edair, feir yw cymbl sa doros nebo ein. Ach, te siwl mach merish ulyn yn un yn en oil sy sgol, as te gyn arm mor feg ach siwr de. Mae Nir Gwilym is a singer-songwriter from Ynys Môn, the Isle of Anglesey. Her first EP in 2002 included a song called Gormod, Too Much, which has the line that gives its name to that first EP, Smokes, Coffee, a Vodka Had. Smokes, Coffee, and Cheap Vodka.
Gyda'r llada di
Mynheer Gwilym, and just so you don't get the wrong impression of her, she was saying, come and follow me and get yourself out of that world of smokes, coffee and cheap vodka. Smunny mawari shore ish minid. Esh, hai stiach se chamer liabachek. Henki back lesh bodjeel veg the fluchid jerg. Renny kors stiach se lauem. Ni sio kors smach der as ish. Crenach fodem korers and ue. Oh, she usted a yui. Tri bolgman gi, shen ul yu vis femoil. Cun ni yu fagin erish. Hig egus mahai da yisacha jis cumar merach lugs gol. Teis on last a cop bed a choira da ega. Jin a rooster as well as mwari. An chi bi cor quira ersan da hit stiach as gau us bolgam jain fluchid. Esh, cor jid da vregan, as imi mach, as gin lima sus nus rish mush minid, a vaja pogo hug me dut. Ni a smunion de vel me ass machiel, and not am gin shen. William Kinnish himself would have been 10 years old at the time of this melia, which is evidently from 1809, and looking back, he's put these lyrics into the mouth of that year's champion reaper, Ewan Looney, here named Huey, rather than Huey, to sing of his intended bride, Kitty Kinnish. Although it's a pity we don't know what songs they actually did sing, though there are two coming up based on well-known traditional songs. Yea, if I had been of Stanley's line, or Derby's royal race, she does the Queen of Manin shine, the Timbal court to grace. But oh, how can I now express how glowed this heart of mine, when first I heard her lips confess, young angler, I am thine. At these last words, young Kitty blushed with shame, hiding her face behind her lover's chair. Though in her heart she could not Huey blame, she heartily wished that night she'd not been there. Now, Cae Larkin on the Isle of Skye, and Teljin Skianach, is home to Cosir Ghalig and Tra, a choir who here sing about the darling boy and Gilia Guanach.
Thank you.
and Gilia Guanach by Koshir Ghalig and Tra from Kyle Agin. And that's a hybrid name from Kyle, a narrow, you'll have seen the road over to the sound marked, and Keilis, the narrowing. And the Agin part is from the name of King Hakon of Norway, whose fleet moored in the area on the way to the Battle of Largs. It didn't go well for King Hakon of Norway, and nor indeed for King Magnus of Man, who chose the losing side, I'm afraid. With the fiddler well and truly sozzled, it's time to sing some songs, and Ewan Looney has led the way. And now, the next in turn was called to tune his lyre in praise of Etty of the farm Renwy, at all the maidens of the swain's desire, and Ian herself did to the call agree, with bashful blushes playing o'er her cheek, and sparkling eyes with glistening tears bedewed, while all the maids with sympathy so meek her love-embarrassed situation viewed. But when her lover struck the tuneful chord, unto her praise so simply and so kind, the mirthful band the rural song encored, saying it was exactly to their mind. Then he, with self-exulting modesty, attuned his voice to suit the simple strain in all the pride of rustic honesty, and as here follows, tried his lay again. And so next we'll be hearing the lyric that William Kinnish has supplied for this song in praise of Etty of Renwy. Falugiri golmerish gus nimiach formol na din. Lugshen, tarsiach as gau bulgamelia. Esh, gin faisle a fault elened mach as a clach garan. Skebe rishte vinid as corble chau hulu jadech leish. Lugshen, sai si ser a lair as gau a tras vulgam. Ach na gin kiau rauder, as cor cairde de chit de vei niau feich, cor ersen frail rish cor yindis. Bishen fondach, ni a smonion de velmi a raul. Just be jarawach as mawari, as chom as shen, na jin kiau a shan fire de jean and shen, as a lien a liag shen tau de kinja cor mood sa tai. A lai a gain, fa mi furacht an erstivo lug skoil. Fa mi kiau ma rumbl no jay de mulberish, les a chemel figlach. A blus bodach jay de shockleid, as machris as fringek magitna lieshen. Serious Kitchen is a trio made up of Johnny Dyer, Nick Hennessy and Vicky Swan. Here they play one of Vicky Swan's compositions, Ormiston's. Thank you. the trio Serious Kitchen and Vicky Swan's tune, which she calls Ormiston's. Asiwn yr asiwn ta radio fanning, as yn siot asiw geisiach rys Clen y Gael, Meryn Pyn, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Did the ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Doshel mi y Doris, ffos gyn fe sigur aw den y stylwyr yn dy chwlin y plan. Cyrra taw os yr chi gol, hog ei banach daw. Antsi bu chynod tanach dyn rys ffoda. Sian mae dy lwyr as mis cyw siliau byw mae wrda. Ta paltio tre em. As roch mae'r aw ffys em fan chyd fulgym slug y chys em. Fy blas ec beg yn gwrs y fedd sy'n casach fam i goel tref am i myffeidio. Fy lw ting yr idyn ach, ffraia. Rym mi o'ch mwng e'r gwrs Mona Lisa, sy'n ach fy rwrt y syrfei gynt em as rym mi brebl gym y fregan. Fwr i rysialid as mis, as gawn mi nis y maj y pogo fain olyn, Hai mi mach as y Doris Toshi, as rem mi lim y sws nhw ser y chad yn rys tamld. Honnig mi Steve o Jean Oram mas yn nwniag, as ffeis sy'n edyn ega. Well, let's continue with the song telling us about Etty of Renwy. One morn as o'er the flowery lawn sweet gentle zephyrs blew, I bent my way just at the dawn, ere rose the sparkling dew, along the margin of the green, the fleecy flocks to see. Where strayed, bedecked like summer's queen, sweet Etty of Renwy. She wore a garland and a crown of interwoven flowers, which she had plucked along the down from nature's simple bowers. This sweet, enchanting merry maid skipped lightly o'er the lea, and when I asked her name, she said, I'm Etty of Renwy. Art thou indeed, my love, said I, that blooming flower fair? To sit thee down, then, be not shy, and share this balmy air. Let's not sit down, I need not rest, but come to yonder tree and see the warbling linnet's nest, said Etty of Renwy. Well, I don't know of a Renwy in Mackle, certainly one in Andrus. Although times change, some things are passed down through time in ways you perhaps might not expect. Ruth Keggin heard of a song in a version by Kurt Cobain, and he got it from the singing of Leadbelly, Hughie Leadbetter. And Ruth recorded the song, fascinated by the similarity of the tune, to the Manx song Ushug Vegrai, the little red bird of the black turbary.
Ushug Vegrai, na morni du, na morni du, na morni du. Ushug Vegrai, my girl, don't lie to me.
Little Red Bird in the Pines, Ruth Keggin mashing up Ushigveg Rain the Morny Do with the song In the Pines, otherwise known as My Girl or Black Girl or Where Did You Sleep Last Night, many versions of the song. Who could deny this sweet request from such persuasive lips? And as the lamb, as pure her breast, when round its dam it skips, she tripped along the dewy grass, just as the air as free. This fair and charming Manx young lass, sweet Etty of Renwy. She led me to the fragrant thorn to see the callow brood, and hand in hand that blissful morn we roved in happy mood. The blackbird on the highest spray did with the thrush agree at our approach to tune their lay to Etty of Renwy. Her accent sweet, her sparkling eye, my bosom made to glow, though inexperience made me shy, it was my fate to know that something latent in my heart was left alone for thee to bring to light by beauty's art, sweet Etty of Renwy. Well, Renwy appears in the traditional song Mairish na Fiddlerin, where he's a farmer, big and rich, on the green slopes of the old Renwy. Hai mistiach on rish as dothre, fellow cat the lure. Son shigris as mish. As how me bulgum elia. Es how me toyach ter skeba mach a foltem. How me verge gerber ma vera vine sech. As hook me a chow hulu jay machlish. Tau gin the vey an chasla fast the jew was eschen. Chows vey gin orum or narawi rewer wagen me rai. Vadrech len non air me edin as. Lugd au gin erma urada, va fissem de berliam gin cum rail, non a veich eschen giri fegeil. Gau mi a bulgum gernach, as hai mi sis er a lair, fagast an chlaider gis cumarem. Giri stivo, as dol tajimach honic mi mi hin mor vami, kiau eidach jesh och gin bregen, folt dol yu croch a sis, as blair chau chulu jay machlish. This is a song that's very popular in Cornwall, and no one seems to know the origins of it. We've heard it before now, sung as a solo by John Blytho, in a small vocal ensemble by Olan Gwella, and now we're going to hear it by the Four Lanes Male Voice Choir, singing in Gwenap Church, The White Rose.
As pale
Four Lanes Male Voice Choir with their arrangement of The White Rose. Och, an e, shen e, teir chief a gales, money me. Well, shoch a jis cummer, as mish. Tammy shieldin the valley or skull nish. Och, on zinna jay shen. Henke dow as high as she's cart lorums. Hanel to palcha treem of a shen cart the lure merts, as eshen. As thus went round so merrily the songs with pure and unaffected heart and voice, a wag took up the poker and the tongs to ape the fiddler with his grating noise. And now, as this wag makes fun of the drunken fiddler, we reach those two traditional songs I mentioned, which William Kinnish certainly knew because he goes on to give a summary of the gist of them in English, and we'll be looking at those next time. We finish with music from the Gallo tradition of the Vanité area of Brittany, performed by the Bagad, which took first place in the Bodadega Sonerion Concours in Brest earlier this year. Now, normally there's the second concours in Lorient in August, but in fact the whole 2020 competition for the Penn Bagad has been cancelled. And that's a great shame for the leaders who were Kevren Auré. And we'll hear the conclusion of their performance playing music from the Gallo tradition of the Vanité area. Ach nish dera na chiad shene was clenigail a chiad shaw. Until next time then, this is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a chrier you as orsel ye, as my yearian shared you.